Hello and welcome to Hello Darling Episode 3. I am so happy to be talking with you today. This is Vincent Baker, and in case you did not know, this is the anime podcast specifically dedicated for none other than Darling in the Franxx, in which I am watching for the first time. And let me tell you, I am enjoying it. It has been a great ride so far, and I'm excited for all the twists and turns, and I hope I enjoy them. So, let's see. So, they mentioned something about magma and how, like, they're, like, drumming up the magma or something. I didn't quite catch exactly what they were saying about magma, but it makes Klaxosaurs? It makes the Klaxosaurs come up. And I think that that's pretty interesting. I mean, obviously, the Klaxosaurs live underground, and maybe they've always been underground, and maybe people started getting energy from magma in some way that was more resourceful or something, and when they started doing that, they were like, yay, this is great. And then all of a sudden, these beasts start attacking and destroying everything. That would remind me of a bit of Gears of War. I'm not sure if you've played Gears of War, but in those games, they enter a time of peace because they find this new awesome energy source called emulsion. And as they start getting this emulsion, it starts pissing off the people underground, which are known as locusts, which are like these monster dudes. And then they come up and they're like, hey, that's not cool. And they start killing people. That's basically what happens there, but I'm not sure if that's the case here. I also noticed that they pray to Papa, which is interesting, because in this case, they see Papa. They know Papa is like a being that they see with their own eyes. It's not the same as having faith. So it seems to be like an allegory to religion and to the concept of God, but not quite the same since they visibly see Papa, they speak to Papa, and they have direct orders from Papa. Like, they can just call him on their phone. Well, maybe not the numbers in the main team, but you get what I'm saying. And they also mentioned something about Papa can have it rain. And like, he decides when it rains. I wonder if that is because they see Papa as a god that he can perform miracles and perform, you know, supernatural acts. Or is there rain done in some sort of artificial way? I wasn't quite sure what they meant by that. I would guess that they do see him as a god of sorts, but I don't think that they believe that he can do these like crazy miracles like that. I think that it just happened to rain. But you know, maybe I'll find out, or maybe I'm just being really dense. I also noticed that they had scheduled times for everything. Hiro mentions that they have everything scheduled throughout their day, which makes a lot of sense in terms of being productive and making sure that you make the most of, you know, your schedule. But of course, this isn't scheduled to their liking. It's scheduled and chosen for them. They're very much soldiers, and they get the VIP treatment when they're walking by and they're cheering and they're like, yay, you know, everyone loves us. And you know, that to me had an eerie undertone. I'm not sure if it was meant to, but it's very much to me like, yeah, they're just cheering for you because, like, they're putting you out in these horrible situations and circumstances. And so they're just trying to, like, be as nice as possible about it and try to treat you as well as they can because you're going to have a horrible time and your future is not looking so well. So they're just trying to make it a little bit better. I don't think it's almost like making like a cow or pig happy before they get slaughtered. That's the way it came across to me, but we'll see. We also were introduced to another team who I don't know if they said their names or if they did, I don't remember them, but they were a little bit older, a little bit more experienced. They definitely did not seem to like 02. And I predict, last time I predicted that maybe our main squad's kind of the Levi squad and they're all going to go out, you know, just in a blaze, like they're just all going to die. Now that we're introduced to this other squad, though, I think that might be them. I think that maybe this new squad will all die and then it'll sort of harden and shock our main characters, and then our main characters will kind of systematically die throughout the show. That's my new theory, but we'll see. I also have a bullet point, and I put feeling alive, but I don't remember what that's about. I guess maybe these people strive to feel alive. It does seem like Oh, I remember now. Hiro mentions that when he's with Zero Two and he's piloting, that's the only time that he feels alive. And I can understand that being a creative, there's sometimes, especially before I started doing all the work I'm currently doing, there's a lot of times where, you know, I didn't feel like myself. I felt hollow and I didn't feel the joy that I wanted to feel. I saw joy around me, but I just wasn't feeling that. And so I kind of understand, you know, he's put in a way different situation than I've ever been in, of course. Thankfully, I have not been in that position, but I kind of understand what he's saying, and so I really like that they touched on that. Meanwhile, his friend, Goro, I just now paid a lot of attention to his name and was thinking, huh, Goro, because to me, Goro sounds like a big, beefy guy. That's just what I think about. But Goro actually has some meaning behind it. I don't know the exact meaning, but I do know that the samurai who popularized the Masamune katana, his name was Goro. Goro Masamune. So I'm not sure if this Goro has any relation to him, but I know that within Goro Masamune's lore, he was known for being very divine. He was known for, you know, building this perfect sword, and he could, like, it would never harm anything innocent. So maybe that's just trying to tell us that Goro is going to be an all-around really good character. He's going to be really good. Maybe he'll die sacrificing himself for a noble cause, that kind of thing. We'll have to wait and see. I also know, I think Ichigo means strawberry, which I don't really know how that could relate. I mean, strawberries are sweet, and Ichigo seems fairly sweet, so maybe that's a thing. I at least think strawberry is Japanese for Ichigo or whatever. I think so. I didn't want to look up these names because I didn't want to, like, type in their names and type in Darling in the Franxx, and then it'll spoil me on who dies or something. So I definitely didn't want to, like, double check myself in this case. So yeah, that's just where I'm at with that. I also noticed that Mitsuru, I think is his name, the guy with the slick back hair, he's taking some pills. I don't think these are pills just to get better. I mean, I was thinking, you know, maybe since he was in the hospital, maybe he's still needing to recover. But since he was trying to keep this hidden from one of his friends and be very secretive about it, I don't know exactly what he's trying to do with those. I'm not sure if it's to try to, if it's some sort of steroids or something, that'd be crazy. Like, it's supposed to make him better. Like, he seems to have, like, an ego that was shattered, and he really hates that Hiro is better than him in some way, so he's trying to get better. So either he's, like, slowly killing himself, or he's slowly trying to make himself better. I'm gonna go with the latter on that, but I think, ultimately, even though he's kind of been a jerk, I think he might get a slight redemption arc. He may die in the midst of that, but we'll see. And Zero Two mentioned something about having feelings, and I haven't thought about it until just now, but does Zero Two have feelings? I think she does. Like, she smiled when Hiro was talking about how great she was and all that stuff. But I don't know, she seemed to, I think Ichigo questioned if she had feelings, and then she doesn't seem to mind carrying Hiro with her, even though he could die. It almost seems like she's just using him, which I'm not entirely sure. I'd like to think that's not the case. Like, I really want to like Zero Two a ton, so I want to think that she actually, you know, has feelings for Hiro, but we'll see. I also wrote, I think the last note I have is, he can't make it, you know, Hiro can't make it rain because he isn't Spartacus, who is the bringer of rain. So if you watch Spartacus, you'll get that dumb joke. But I think that's all for me. Overall, the episode was amazing. I've loved every episode so far. I am hooked on this show. I wish I could watch it, like, over and over and binge watch it and all that good stuff. But alas, I have obligations to fulfill. This has been just so great, and I've been getting a lot more feedback than I expected, because I didn't necessarily expect it to get any feedback, because I haven't heard a lot about this show, and I haven't heard any of my friends talking about it, and I don't believe any of my close friends have seen it. So to be getting, you know, to have you listen to this and getting your feedback has been amazing, and I really appreciate that, and I ask that you keep commenting, you keep giving me feedback. I've been very careful to try to make sure that I see nothing that spoils me. Some of you message me, like, long paragraphs, and I'll get back to you, I promise. but I'm waiting until I watch more of the show because I really, really don't want to get spoiled. And I know that you enjoy the show if you're listening to this and that you would want me to experience it the same way that you did and be just as amazed as you are. So thank you for caring about that, and thank you for listening so much. It's been a great talking to you, and I'll catch you next time on Hello, Darling. Take care. Stay awesome.